We want to look at some of the passages in the Spirit of Prophecy where Sister White identifies this confederacy, this group, and look at the characteristics noted with it, because we will see that the Spirit of Prophecy confirms that that one of the characteristics is the secret societies. Another one is this amassing of wealth in order to control the many by a few. And also she addresses the philosophy that guides and directs them. This first one is from Manuscript Releases, Volume 14, page 151. God has presented to me the dangers that are threatening those who have been given the sacred work of proclaiming the third angel's message. They are to remember that this message is of the utmost consequence to the whole world. They need to search the scriptures diligently that they may learn how to guard against the mystery of iniquity which plays so large a part in the closing scenes of this earth's history. There will be more and still more external parade by worldly powers. Then she speaks of Revelation 18, 1 through 8, and says, this terrible picture drawn by John to show how completely the powers of earth will give themselves over to evil should show those who have received the truth how dangerous it is to link up with secret societies or to join themselves in any way with those who keep God's commandments. So Sister White says, the danger that's threatening the sacred work of proclaiming the third angel's message is wrapped up in the mystery of iniquity, and part of that mystery of iniquity has to do with these secret societies. Now, Sister White, when she speaks of secret societies, is specific about what it is, what she means by that. And here's one from Education 227 through 228, which ties in some of the characteristics of these secret societies, which we say fall in the realm of the dragon forces of spiritualism. Spiritualism asserts that men are unfallen demigods, that each mind will judge itself, that true knowledge places men above all law, that all sins committed are innocent, for whatsoever is right, and God does not condemn. The basis of human beings it represents as in heaven, and highly exalted there. Thus it declares to all men, it matters not what you do, live as you please, heaven is your home. Multitudes are thus led to believe that desire is the highest law, that license is liberty, and that man is accountable only to himself. At the same time, anarchy is seeking to sweep away all law, not only divine but human. The centralizing of wealth and power, the vast combinations for the enriching of a few at the expense of many, the combinations of the poorer classes for the defense of their interests and claims, the spirit of unrest, of riot, and of bloodshed, the worldwide dissemination of the same teachings that led to the French Revolution,